right, good morning. It's Dave Player in for Steve Cochran on this beautiful July 4th morning from the Allstate Skyline Studios on Chicago's very own 720 WGN. Well, today is one of the hottest grilling days of the season. I think it's actually the most popular grilling day of the season. And to talk about grills, grilling techniques, great recipes this morning, and we're going to give away a Weber grill this morning. Is Weber Grills Master Chef, and that's Kevin Coleman. Always a pleasure, buddy.
Dave, thanks for having us.
What do you think of the new studios?
I think the view is spectacular, although I do like the convenience of the older studio, but this view, I mean, this is a million-dollar view right here.
Isn't it fabulous? Are you waving to our neighbors who are still sleeping across the street here?
Hi, everyone over there. Okay, now, get your grills ready.
Now who's watching?
And his girlfriends. I'm facing the other way. You're facing.
Yeah, I'm facing the corner.
Now I know why you sat in that chair. First, let's talk a little bit about just grills in general, like I always like to do. Traditional, charcoal, gas, smokers, portable. Weber's got them all.
We do have them all, from small grills that you can put in urban areas just like here that don't have a large footprint, to really, really big ones that you can get a lot more features out of. Charcoal, we always like to say, what's your favorite, gas or charcoal? It's like asking which daughter I love the most. It just depends on the day.
Right.
But I'm definitely a weekend guy when it comes to charcoal, the aroma, the smell, and then gas during the week, because it's way more convenient.
Well, the Weber Q is just, it is a convenient grill just to carry around, do whatever you want with. And it comes in a bunch of colors too, so you've got a favorite team or something that you want to, because tailgating, you know, we're not too far off, a month away from college tailgating and so forth, so the Qs are always a lot of fun.
Yeah, the Qs are built for any kind of environment that you're going to find. They were designed here, so no matter if it's cold, if it's hot, if it's whatever, the porcelain enamel cast iron grate retains heat well, so you're going to be able to cook no matter what the temperature is outside. We've tailgated with three of our Q1200s for 120 people down at Soldier Field on the Waldron deck. So you think it doesn't look that big, it actually packs a pretty big punch.
And there's electric grills too, so I know there's a lot of Sydney ordinances and village ordinances where you can't have a gas or charcoal grill on your patio. You can get an electric grill from Weber too.
We sell an electric grill, which shockingly, when we do a lot of taste testing, people prefer the electric over gas and charcoal because of the flavor. So the way it's designed, the compact design, very similar to the way the Q looks. The element inside, the flavor that you get off of it is pretty spectacular.
What's the benefit of a charcoal grill over a gas grill and vice versa? Like, what are some of the features and benefits that really make it different?
It's an interesting question. No matter what grill you're going to have with Weber, you have complete heat control. So with charcoal, it works off of oxygen, right? That's how the fire will breathe. So the dampers on the top and the bottom of the grill allow the oxygen through, which allows you to have temperatures as high as 600-700 degrees and as low as 225 to 250 consistently. Gas grills being the same. For people that are getting into barbecue, sometimes gas is a little easier because you can just set it and then it continues to cook.
Where like
charcoal,
an oven. Yeah.
You got to play a little bit more, but when you want to get outside and drink a little more beer, charcoal is definitely one of those things that people like to do.
A little more social.
You got it.
A little more social. Ribs. I'm going to throw some ribs on the grill today. I haven't done anything with them yet. What can I do?
So I'm a big dry rub guy.
Yeah.
Also, if you have a little bit of mustard, I'll put a little bit of that on each side.
Oh, okay.
Works as a meat glue, so the rub actually adheres a little bit better. The salt and the vinegar and the mustard has a tendency to maybe tenderize that rib a little bit.
Caramelize a little bit, too.
You got it when you put it on. And then it depends on the ribs that you're going to be doing. If you're doing baby backs, I like a 2-2-1 method, meaning 2 hours on the smoker at 225 to 250. I then wrap in foil, apple juice, a little bit of butter and for an hour. And then after that, the last hour, so the 2-2-1, is going to be on the grill. And then they're going to get sauced about 30 minutes before they come off.
If you got any questions for Kevin, 312-981-7200. If you got any questions, recipe about your grill, about a part you're missing, he's got all the answers. 312-981-7200. Talk about the Weber smoker a little bit, because that's something that, you know, that's not as common as the grills. Tell us a little bit about what you do on your smoker.
It's one of those things when people ask, like, doesn't a kettle do what a smoker does, right? Because you can control the temperatures the same. Smoking is a little bit more specialized. So our Smoky Mountain cookers, they come in 14.5, 18.5, and 22.5. And it really allows for a better kind of heat because the charcoal's at the bottom. There's a water pan inside, which creates humidity, which helps with smoke adhering to your food. It's farther away from the charcoal, which really gives you a beautiful convection heat. So if you're really looking to step up your smoking game, the Weber Smoky Mountain cookers are fantastic because it truly gives you a ton of space, and it also keeps that heat farther away from your food.
630 says, I've never put corn on the grill. How do I do it?
Well, there's a couple ways to do it. It's kind of like Chicago. Some people say definitely no ketchup on your hot dog. Some will say, yeah, I like it. So it is a very touchy subject, but what I like to do is I like to soak it. I pull the husk back, pull the silk off, soak it in cold water for about an hour and a half, a couple tablespoons of sugar to kind of sweeten it up. I then put it on the grill, direct heat low, which is about 300 degrees, and we'll do that for about 25 to 30 minutes. That'll help steam it, loosen it up a little bit, and then I'll pull back the husk, brown it up a little bit, and then take it off.
Okay. All right, so you're putting it, but you're putting it directly on the grill.
Mm-hmm.
Basics for steak.
Basics for steak. Looking
ain't cooking.
Looking definitely isn't cooking. So when you talk about steak, thickness is going to drive everything. I like an inch and a quarter or a little bit smaller when it comes to steak, and the reason why is I like that completely over direct heat. If you get something that's an inch and a half to 2 inches, it's going to have to be roasted first over indirect heat and then seared second. I like to salt it about 35 to about, let's say, about a half hour to an hour before I cook it. That way the salt will penetrate in, pull a little bit of moisture out. We know that meat is 70 to 75% water. So if you're losing a little bit on that, that's okay. The thinner something is, less seasoning. The thicker something is, you're going to add a little bit more. And also, I'm one of those guys, I like choice and I like prime. Not that big of a taste difference between the two, but when you're looking for a good steak, you want to check for marbling. I'm a corn finish guy. I like the corn finished animal because it's going to be sweeter, it's more palatable, and it's actually healthy for you. Than, let's say, grass.
Keep talking. I lost my.
No, you're and the other thing too about grass fed beef, which is good. As I teach a barbecue science class at Ohio State, grass finished product is a little bit higher in saturated fat, which are those things that causes stroke. So I definitely like to lean towards the corn finished product, the grain finished product, just because of the flavor and taste.
Very cool. What grill are we giving away today, buddy?
We're giving away a Q1200 because football season is right around the corner, and we have this beautiful view of the lake. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Take it out there and do your tailgating. So we're going to give one of those away to a lucky winner.
All kinds of colors available.
All kinds of colors available. You can mix
blues,
and match.
Reds, all kinds of stuff, so you can pick your color, too. So you got to answer the question first, and we'll do that at 312-981-7200. So, Curtis, get ready. Here is the question. What is America's most popular cut of meat to grill? Is it A, a ribeye, B, a porterhouse, or C, a filet mignon? So what is America's most popular cut of meat to throw on the grill? A, ribeye, B, porterhouse, C, filet mignon. And we'll take the seventh caller, 312-981-7200, after a look at your morning traffic. Hey, Mary.
It's a party in the USA. Yeah. It's a party in the USA. Get to the club.
All right, it's Dave Plyer on 720 WGN. We're talking to Kevin Coleman from Weber Grill. And we're going to open up the phone lines here. The question for a Weber Q 1200 grill was, what is America's most popular cut of meat to grill? A, a ribeye, B, a porterhouse, or C, a filet? Kevin, you've got the answer. Turn down your radio, buddy.
Okay.
All right, what's the answer?
Filet mignon.
You got it, pal. Congratulations. A Weber Q grill goes to you.
Thank you very much.
You got a color in mind?
Oh, I don't know. Blue, Cubs.
All right, Cubs blue. I love it. Okay, we'll do that, Kev. Just hang on the line, and Curtis will get everything for you, okay?
Thank you very much.
Thank you. All right, let me do that, put you on hold there. Actually, we've got a couple other callers. I've got some questions for you. Perry, you're on 720 WGN. You got a question for Kevin?
Yes, I just wanted to ask. The electric grill requires an AC outlet, right? Is that correct?
Correct. It works off of 110.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Okay. Thanks, Perry. Don, you have a question for Kevin. You're on 720 WGN.
Yeah. Hi. Thanks, you guys. Kevin, I'm looking to find out if you have any strategies for cooking indirectly on a Weber Q. With the P burner in there, there's no area there that, is free of the burner area, and I just thought there might be some ideas that you might have.
Yeah, there's a couple things you can do. One, the small grease trays that the things go into, if you get a couple of those and turn them upside down, that can give you a nice indirect heat. Also, if you can find a trivet, a metal trivet, something that you would put a hot pot down, like let's say it came off of your range, you can put that on top of the grate. Anything that can lift your food off of the grate and give it more convection heat, you're going to be able to do the indirect stuff on your Q.
Okay, great. That's what I was curious about.
Cool.
All right.
Thanks, Don, for the call. Appreciate it, buddy.
Take care.
All right. What about, I've got somebody asking about desserts. You always talk about desserts on the grill. What is one that I can say that I can make that happen? Like, what's easy?
What's easy? Well, banana boats are really easy. It's something that the Girl Scouts of America came up with way back in the day during their campfire days. And basically what you do is you slice a banana in half inside the peel. You keep it inside the peel. And then if you get fresh fruit, strawberries, blueberries, blackberries, a little bit of chocolate chips, maybe some caramel sauce, you put that inside your banana. You bake that on the grill for about 6 to 8 minutes, browns the outside of the peel, and then you've got a beautiful dessert that basically everybody in your family can design and cook, and then no one complains that they're not getting what they like.
You do an apple pie on the grill, too.
We do an apple pie, and one of the things I learned from a great chef was putting it in a brown paper bag and then putting that indirectly on your grill, and that helps the crust form. It just makes it more moist and flavorful, so that's definitely a cheat that if you're doing pies in the oven or pies on the grill, put it inside a brown paper bag.
People are always concerned about overcooking, undercooking seafood, fish, whatever. Salmon, any tips?
Fish it's my three T's, right? Temperature, time, and technique. What are you going to be cooking? What's the temperature? And then what's the technique? So with salmon, skin on, I like to do for every inch thick a piece of fish is about 8 to 10 minutes of total cook time. And that's going to be at about 425 to 450 degrees. If you put the heat too high, what happens is you really overcook that outside, undercook the inside, and it's not good. So getting the temperatures correct is a big thing when you're cooking fish.
What are you throwing on the grill today?
So we've got hamburgers, we've got hot dogs, we've got Polish. We have some sausage we had flown in from Texas, which is fantastic, from Southside Meat Market and Barbecue. And we're also going to be doing some ribs, and my daughter's going to be the one helping me with those.
Nice. Very cool. Ellie, your daughter's here today. Yeah, very cool. How you doing, Maddie?
Good.
Awesome. Nice to have you here. What do you help your dad with usually? What do you do? You help prep him, or what do you do?
I help season him with it.
Oh, that's cool. So a little dry rub, a little seasoning, a little salt and pepper. That's very cool.
So what do we enjoy cooking? Brisket and ribs?
Yes.
Okay. Very good. Very, very good. You also do classes. So you do classes at the Weber Grill restaurant. So tell me a little bit about what you got coming up.
So we definitely love to partner with the Weber Grill and teach some classes. 2 weekends ago, unfortunately, I was in Japan and Singapore doing some work, and the boys back here did a whole barbecue weekend. And then we have classes throughout the year that we like to teach people the basics of grilling, and there's more advanced classes. And so we're basically just trying to help people fine-tune how to cook a better meal outside on their grills, and ultimately make those great memories that we're able to do in this fantastic country.
Very cool. Kevin Coleman, Weber Grill, thanks so much, pal.
Dave, thanks for having us. Happy 4th to everyone out there.
And for more information, you can just go to weber.com. All right, we'll be right back.